Did you know that you can shop some of the products we talk about on our show? Find Dear Alice under our collections tab at the alicelanehome.com website. And for our listeners, we have a special code for you. You can get 10% off anything online. Just code Dear Alice 10. That's DEARALICE 10. Happy shopping and thanks for listening.
Welcome to Dear Alice, a lifestyle approach to interior design.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dear Alice. Today's a fun one. Sue, want to tell them what we're talking about?
Yes, we are going to be talking about layering for fall and winter. I don't know about you, but I've had such an itch lately. Like I smell apples more like pungently and like pumpkins are everywhere. And so like I have this need of like making banana bread and like cookies and pumpkin chocolate chip and apple cider, all the things. And so it is making me want to just like, I don't know, just strip my house of anything kind of more summery and like retire that for the season and just bring out all the cozies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just like our bodies. Like as we start to enter those cold seasons, we want to start adding the layers, to the fashion of our home, whatever style you may be. Mm-hmm. It's always lovely to start getting on those heavier layers, whether it be for pillows, for blankets, velvets, mohairs, the deeper, richer colors. I know for me, I'm getting ready to have a little party at I'm just out on my deck at sunset here on Friday in a couple of days. And I just keep thinking I look around my house and in my center hall table, I've got cherry blossoms still. And so it's time to pull those out and stick in my fall branches, or I've got winter branches for, holiday and January, even orange blossoms, like orange branches, cause it's a winter fruit. Mm-hmm. So all that stuff kind of getting in that seasonal feel, we're going to help you guys be thinking that way as you're getting ready to make that transition. Yep. I think we should start on the porch first.
I love that. Yeah.
What are some good ideas for porches?
I think out in front of every nursery, grocery store, there's pumpkins right now. And so like I've already started to collect some of those. And this is like even before Halloween and carving any with your kids. It's just so, I don't know, the colors are just so warm and it's just like welcoming the season. Anybody that comes to your door, they just get to feel that. And so I think by adding like pumpkins, if that's your thing, if you want to feel more, a little bit more edited, I think like in nurseries also you're seeing mums. Mm-hmm. You've seen a lot of those come through and there's just such a beautiful adding some color. I know that I had to drop something off at your house the other day and your planters were so pretty because they just had like more deeper, almost these velvety leaves with some of the, like the potato vines and some the purples. And, it was just such a beautiful transition from like a really floral summer into this next season. Mm-hmm. And I loved that. And so just whatever your style is, be it like a little bit more, you know, if you have kids, pumpkins are obviously they're going to want to see that anyway. So make it darling and lovely for you.
Yeah.
Or if it's a little bit more edited like yours, I think those deep purple eggplants, colors are so pretty on your porch. I think if you're tired of your mat or anything out there, this is a great time to do that, especially as we're in Utah. So we get snowy boots and things. And so like get yourself new mats. Definitely. It feels like such a refresher and just get those all like buttoned up and pretty.
Mm-hmm. This is that time of year where company comes.
Yes.
Right. If it's at the very least, you're going to get trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think it's a nice way to really beef up that porch scene. I know now that my kids aren't little anymore, they're teenagers and a 20-year-old. I really love, 1 year I did all white pumpkins. And my pro tip is to get too many pumpkins. Yeah, do not buy one. Do not buy three. Yeah. You need a lot of pumpkins. Yeah. Fill sizes. Up the whole cart. I mean, just really do a very generous, abundant, over the top scene if you can, if it makes sense for your area. But then it really feels like you're going to dive in for October and November to just really do like tumbling pumpkins, stack two pumpkins on top of each other. Mm-hmm. I remember last year I did purple mums and white pumpkins. And it felt a little bit less typical than the orange pumpkin and say the orange mums, but it's sometimes nice just to stay in like, you know, two colors or even one color if you didn't want to go all oranges. That's really nice. But I'd say be really generous about it. You can go down all your steps with pumpkins. I only have two steps before I have like a walkway, but I could hit my porch and my two steps with pumpkins or mums. Mums don't actually love being in the sun too long. They can get fried. So those sometimes are pretty up by your door where they have a little bit of shade.
Covered porch almost.
Yeah, they'll stick around longer. I remember one year I started earlier, probably end of September with mums, and I had to replace them before Halloween. So keep that in mind, just the care of them. But pumpkins, mums, and even lanterns.
Yes.
For Halloween, it's nice to put out your flameless candles or real candles, if you dare, just to light those. There's just something really extra fall and fun and spooky about candlelight.
Very hocus pocus about that.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I love that.
Those are a few fun things for, I think, the fall porch. Mm-hmm. And then heading into winter, you can scrape off the pumpkins and mums and get a big, big wreath.
Yes.
And pay close attention to that mat again. I think the plaids always feel really nice for holiday.
Yeah.
Fill those planters up. There's lots of different things you can do that are sort of evergreen that will stay good all through the winter. Winter is a super depressing place for Utah unless you're crazy about snow, but you really like your whole yard is buried in white or sticks.
Yeah.
Because nothing's
if you have
blooming.
A dry winter, then it's just like brown and
it
gross.
Is brown.
Yeah. And kind of muddy. So,
help yourself out and make your porch kind of a nice, like evergreen, you know, like topiaries or, just like big bushes. I remember I had something called a yew. My yews lived year round and they were always green. And then I could just add different things to them to make them feel more seasonal for, you know, holiday and whatnot. So pay attention to those things and that big wreath too. There's just something nice and traditional about it.
Yeah. I think again, those first impressions when people are like coming to your house for an event, like the porch. And I think your entry is a big scene. Mm-hmm. Kitchen, family room is a big scene. So those are the areas we'll kind of like touch on today.
Yeah.
So we touched on the porch. Now we're going to enter into the entry.
Yeah. So some of you might have an entry console or a center hall table, but that's a really good time to take out the summer branches and put, if you have a big ginger jar, if you want to know what that is, probably our favorite trick as designers, it's something we actually sell online. They're the ginger jars. And we really love that white crystal temple jar.
It's so beautiful.
It comes in two sizes.
It's called opal. I think it's called the opal temple jar.
Yeah. So good. Comes in like a large or an extra large. Mm-hmm. So look at the sizes of that. And before you buy to know what size you can hold, but my entry console is pretty big, so I can do the extra large. And then you just get whatever blossoms or branches are great for that season. Mm-hmm. So for fall, I think actually, do you want to talk about foraging?
Yeah, we had to do this for, we were at a kitchen install. We're doing a photo sesh over there. And we're like, we brought some stuff from like the nursery. And it was looking a little bit like not grand enough. And we're like, let's just go and get some branches. I'll just run up the canyon. So we ran up the canyon and I just snipped off some, like right now it's starting to turn yellow here in Utah. Mm-hmm. And so I clipped up mostly green, but some of them were starting to turn into that yellow. So you just take your snips and find a quiet little corner where no one's going to miss these branches and they can see their potential in your house. They're just so, it's like an art installation because when you put it in, you just get to kind of arrange it into whatever arc or mood or direction they need to be. And we did that for a kitchen island, but we love it for an entry. Mm-hmm. If you have that moment, if you don't, then for sure do it on your kitchen island where you have some height because it's
or kitchen table.
Yeah. It's just such a mood and like you can grab, like even we've done it where like their leaves really are changing. Mm-hmm. And so you have like reds and oranges and yellows and little bits of the green peeking through, but it's just such a mood and like it immediately transforms your home.
Mm-hmm. And just fill that jar with water.
Yeah.
Put those in.
Yeah, for sure.
And they'll be good for a couple weeks, honestly. Yeah. They look great. Sue has a pro tip and that is to always, always keep a pair of snips in
your trunk,
in the back of your car. Yeah. Because you just never know when you need to get out. We have a lot of open space here in Utah. Mm-hmm. So just a lot of mountains and I have a little,
just look confident when you're doing it. No question. I'm always like, is the ranger going to grab me?
She puts on a fluorescent orange vest and walks into the woods and
just doing some maintenance.
That's hilarious.
What's it called? The tree person,
the forest ranger.
No, no.
Smokey the Bear?
No, the people that come and trim your trees. They're
the arborists.
Arborists. You need to get, we need to get you an orange sweatshirt or something.
I should.
Official arborist.
Put it in my tote in the back seat with my snips.
Put it with your snips. Put that on and go to town.
But really, if you have them, you'll find you'll just be like looking for like moments to be like, oh, that, because live is always going to be the most beautiful, you guys.
Yes.
The most sculptural, the most interesting. I think we all like geek out over all the reels of like Stephen Corden. Is it Courtney?
Yeah.
And just like all those, like they just have those moments like the before and after, the quick clap. And then all of a sudden they have a tree growing out of these, like these branches. They're just glorious. And like, totally. It's hard to notice anything else when you have a trick like that, because they're just nature's so darn glorious, you guys.
It's going to be better than anything plastic that you can find, for sure. Steve Cordenoy, he's one of our favorites to follow, and he's always got a live branch. But
his darling.
Yeah, if you guys are on Instagram, it's Steve, and then his last name is Cordonoy. And he's down under. He's in Australia, so you're like, wait, that's not in season where I live. And you're right, because they're exactly the like 6 months off of where we're off. But
Steve, if we're pronouncing it wrong, please let us know when you come into our podcast.
You need to get him on the podcast.
We really should.
You guys will love looking at the branches, and it will give you confidence to be like, it doesn't matter if this branch is 6 feet tall. It's going to be perfect in my kitchen.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's
and
so fun.
That's really the prettiest of all, and it's free. Just get yourself one of those large temple jars and go big.
Honestly, have your kids come help you.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
cute.
No, yeah, and that way they can be kind of part of it and just like, hey, now don't touch it. Because they were a part of it.
I love it. Besides the large foraged branches on your entry chest or center hall table, we, of course, love a candle.
Yes. It
smells seasonal. Those winter scents, I feel like we like those heavier, cozier, spicy,
woody, and
earthy. Yeah, those kind of scents. So whatever that is, I really love our Trudon candles. They have a great, big, huge gold crest.
They're so pretty.
And they're the first candles made since like 1653. Yeah. And they're the only candle that has been made for the royal family. Like they're approved by the queen or something. Yeah. So they're just regal. They're in this old green glass. It's the same kind of glass they use for wine bottles. They use beeswax. They have their own bee conservatories. And then their label is like, I swear it's like 24 karat gold or something. They're so beautiful. But I think something really regal like that on an entry hall chest is stunning. And all their scents are really rich, and they permeate the air quick, so you don't have to burn for much longer than an hour.
Yeah. And you guys should grab, I love them on our, we have developed this like little crystal dish that fits them, like the small fits them really beautifully.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you have an entry or wherever you're going to put it, it's just nice to have like a little cradle or something for it to sit in with a lip on it. That's the been my favorite thing.
Dish. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love the crystal candle dish.
That's so good. And we also have the clawfoot dish, which is a little gold footed dish.
Which fits the Lola James Harper ones really beautifully. Mm-hmm.
And that's like an awesome gift, I have to say. Like getting people the little dish to hold their candles is something you don't find everywhere. But we love that it sort of supports a candle, and it's almost like putting a cake on a cake plate. It's the candle on a beautiful stand.
It elevates it, makes everything feel a little bit more special. So
yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah. So that entry hall table, I always have some large books as well. Mm-hmm. Books that can be seasonal. Like I have some entertaining books. I've got one on like entertaining, the cover's like a silk and it's got this beautiful scene on it. And those warm, I feel like earth tones look so good, especially this time of year. I think that they've called them, like the experts have called them terra neutrals, which means like these earthy or neutrals that come from the earth. So that terracotta color, the clays, rust,
the cinnamons, the greens, the varied greens that you see. They're a little bit more warm than an emerald, but
Well, those beautiful things are kind of everlasting and we always love them. It's something that's really hot right now on the trend scale that people just love those tones. You can't go wrong. Yeah, really good. Anything else on the center hall table or the...
No, but just like give... I like that you just mentioned the books, because so often we're just like, oh yeah, I'll just keep the books that I've always had there, but mix it up.
Oh, always.
Do you know what I mean? Mix up your books. The book cradles are awesome. I have that on like my coffee table. I know it's not the entry, but I definitely like rotate that in and out like for the season and the mood of what I'm feeling. So it's just a great way to just, again, incorporate your books.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think like when I think about throwing this party that I'm going to throw on Friday, I always like to engage all the senses. Mm-hmm. So like the smell of the candle will be one thing. The visuals of fall will be another. But then like having a fall playlist, yeah. I'm always changing my playlist per season just so that I can help be present. I think because we have a retail store, we're always planning for Christmas in April and, you know, January through yeah. April. And so seasonally things can get all jumbled in my mind, but music always brings me to the season that I'm in and it helps me be present for that. So whatever it is that floats your boat and feels fall, winter, some of the traditional things I think start to become really desirable because they bring us back to our roots of when we were kids with all these holidays and it's super, super fun. So don't forget your playlists and those speakers so that they can kind of resonate throughout the home.
Yep.
Yeah. Whether you be entertaining or just doing Saturday chores, it's just a nice way to live.
It is. And it just like shows that you're present.
Yeah.
I like that.
For sure.
Okay.
Let's talk about the layers, getting into like the sofas and all of that.
You kind of take away all
beds.
On my sofa, I'm taking away some of my pillows that are, you know, a little bit more colorful, mm-hmm. that felt a little bit more spring, summer. And I'm letting just like my neutrals kind of like do their thing. Neutrals, my fur, the alpaca pillows. Mm-hmm. I know we have this Ralph throw. That's ridiculous. It's like this really chunky, mm-hmm. woolly thing. And it is just like, it feels like Erin Lauder's, her veil property.
Yes.
Just those winter whites, the neutrals, just like paring down a lot of your color and just like being really warm with your neutrals, which is really interesting that we do that naturally in the fall because then it becomes a really good backdrop for actual Christmas.
Yeah.
And you're going to bring that in whatever your theme may be. If you're really into the red, classic red and green. Or
I think the jewel tones are hot. Mm-hmm. This year, we're taking all of our inspiration for our holiday, spoiler alert, from the Dior Haute Couture show. And it is just these beautiful dark plums. They actually use some cobalt blues and like rust so notes pretty. And everything's embroidered in gold threads. And it's really beautiful. There's a delicacy to it and also this otherworldly quality mm-hmm. to it. On one of the blue dresses from the show, there's a huge lobster embroidered on it. We have like pheasant feathers and gold beetles that will hang on the trees. And it's just really high fashion. But more I think more. Extraordinary. Yeah. Like yeah. Maximalism for yes. sure.
Yeah.
But it's also just otherworldly. Like you think probably any moment now a woman on a unicorn could ride in and wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And she might.
For sure.
And I think that we went from instead of Santa Claus, it's a beautiful woman on a unicorn.
Yeah.
That's the new Christmas.
Merry Christmas. There you go. Yeah. Happy holidays, that. Y'all. I love what you're saying, Sue, about the high texture whites. That mohair throw, it's on our website if you guys want to see it, but it's
ridiculous.
So big. You actually shouldn't sit under it. I don't think you could get buried alive. It's actually more like a weighted blanket. It's so heavy. Yeah. But I think it's like a throw for your sofa to wear a throw, you know what I mean? More than for you, but it's stunning. It's also really good. We love using it like on the back of sectionals. If you're floating them in the room.
Covers the seam.
Covers the crack. Yeah. Between the two pieces that come together.
The fringe is so pretty too, how it falls,
yeah,
you know, so like it kind of puddles on the floor and it's such a mood. And I feel like we see a lot of things every day, but every time I walk past in the showroom, I'm like, it makes my knees go weak and limp.
No, it's not so this, but it's kind of the same idea as when like somebody wears a fisherman's knit sweater, the off-white, big chunky. Yeah. This is like way chunkier and the wool itself is spun probably like upwards of maybe a half inch thick. Yes. So it's amazing.
Glorious.
Yeah.
It's the Ralph so throw. Pretty.
I love it. The mohair is like that really it's made from goat. Mm-hmm. And it's like kind of a coarse, thick velvet. Some of it's softer than others, but we always say mohair or no hair. Yes. Like it's the best.
I know. Whether that's on upholstery, if you're like in the mood to reupholster something, like do it in mohair.
Totally.
Like you should. And like it's, you guys, this stuff is like bombproof. Mm-hmm. It will, if you're worried about it with your children, it's wonderful, but it really does. It feels so luxey as you're going into these seasons. That pile is so beautiful.
Or at least get it on pillows, right?
Yeah. Or we have our mohair throw, which is really lovely. Mm-hmm. If you want something that's lighter, just over a chair arm or something, it's really lovely. We have that in light and dark.
Yeah. So pretty. So your mohairs, your furs, your velvets. Yes. We have a best-selling fur that's like the ivory white boucle. What is it? It's like the ruched.
Not a boucle, but yeah, it definitely has like a more of a mottled texture. So when you lie it flat, it's not just fur, but it feels like waves of fur.
Yeah, it's like
it's ruched. So beautiful.
It's so amazing. That one's been a favorite for beds. Anyway, we love a gradient of different green shades. I think especially during holiday, because there's like shades from the Christmas tree, shades from the branches, just so many different natural greens that give back to a space that make it feel really holiday.
Yeah. And again, like incorporates awesome in the fall, but then as you go into winter, like even after Christmas, I feel like it still works so beautifully. I was going to say, like on your mantles, I feel like we always restyle our mantles and kind of edit back some of our, like even our built-in displays or any of our table surfaces. You kind of, again, you take down whatever like summer bits you have up there and you're probably adding more crystal candlesticks and stuff that like is good for entertaining and just like adds a sparkle. Yeah. I think is also really pretty. I think we've talked a lot about like these earthen textures and like these bits of warmth, but that candlelight, you know, not only do you have a signature scent for the season, but you also are going to bring out more candlesticks and more just like things to accompany that on your actual mantle.
Totally. I also love the candlesticks on a coffee table. Yeah. I know that sounds kind of tall, but it is a mood. And
I must not have a toddler.
I wish I did though. I'd take a toddler right now if somebody would give me one. But if you feel a little bit safer, I think actually lighting your candles in the middle of the room rather than up against the wall, up against my grass cloth, dry grass cloth wallpaper. Anyway. Yeah. And I think really lighting your candles when your company comes over.
And light them for you at night. Well, you guys. Hello. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not all just for the company. Show.
This is for you.
Yeah. I think fall time too. I love the magnolia branches.
Yes. It has such a like nice, it's that beautiful, like that green.
Like that's high warm green.
And then on the other side, it has this like warmth to it that just, it looks like
a coppery brown.
It's so pretty.
Yeah.
So pretty this time of year. So
you can buy them fresh or we have some really great faux magnolia branches that are stunning. And you can buy like 12 of those and fill a jar and it looks amazing. It's great.
Just did a photo shoot with that.
It's great for your Thanksgiving table or whatever else. Yeah. So good. The bed. Should we talk about the bed?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the
bed. What's your favorite way to do a winter or fall bed?
A winter bed. Usually like in the summer and spring, I'll just have a quilt. I'll have my sheets. I'll just have a quilt and I'll have like a duvet or like something at the foot of the bed in case it gets cold. Mm-hmm. But in the winter, I usually pull my duvet up. And then I do other things at the foot of the bed, like a fur throw or, you know, just, or a quilt or both, you know, and I have the pink garden pillow.
Oh,
it was on my bed. I took that off and I put the long zebra bolster on my bed. I know, very fancy. Yeah. Anyway, but just like something that, again, is more textural, neutral. Anyway, just feels cozy. Mm-hmm. You'll cuddle up with a zebra.
Yeah.
The winter, long winter's night. Oh, so anyway, but But just, again, just the textures too, you know, just like if you love like Euro fills and you want that body, like you can do, we love a Dutch Euro.
The Dutch Euro.
Oh, it is so pretty. Do you guys know what a Dutch Euro is?
Tell them.
A Dutch Euro, instead of 3 26 by 26 that you see usually on a king bed as your Euros, the Dutch Euro is just what is the dimension of a Dutch Euro?
It'd be like 54 by 36 or something
big
huge.
Girls.
You only need two for a king size bed.
Yeah.
And it's like the equivalent of having a lazy boy for a bed.
It's a Barca lounger.
It's the best. Like you do, all you need is like your sleeping pillows hidden beneath it and then like this. And you just lean up against it and watch Hallmark movies.
No, and they're just like, they feel weighted and like their corners just kind of flop down. And I feel like that is the theme of like most of the layers that you put on, just things that will just kind of just like weight themselves down, you know, as we like settled into our winter hibernation.
Like, I feel like you feel like a teeny tiny woman just like just laying up against them. Yeah. Just
like I must have gotten really small. This thing's
a little waif of a thing next to the Dutch.
But they're so pretty and it's really effortless.
Yeah. Too. What is it?
It says 38 by 32.
No, negative.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bigger. It's got to be at least 40 something.
That's massive.
Because the king size bed is like
80 86. Inches.
86 divided by 2. Yeah. That's probably the size
Yeah.
of one.
Anyway.
because it's like half of a king bed. It's
a lot of math over here. Anyway, Dutch Euros, guys.
We don't have a math podcast.
But yeah, the Dutch Euros are so pretty. That kind of gives me the itch. I kind of want to do that.
Yeah, I do too.
Dutch Euros.
Okay. I know. I don't know what they put in them, but it's this yummy Ooga Nooga. It's not down because it supports you better than that, but it's something heavy good.
And it's lovely. Yeah. Oh, I'll say too, like I love, we talked about just like engaging like taste too and food. And we're all craving like all the fall flavors right now. But like in your candy dish, you know, you can like remove any summer brights that you have. And like, I'm a Werther's fan. I'm what Jess calls an LOL, a little old lady.
Yeah.
But just like whatever, it could be peppermint. It could be butterscotch. It could be something that just like when people walk by, they're reminded of the season.
Totally. I love our hand-blown Italian candy dish. Yeah. So I always have that on my center hall table. And I secretly have one in my office too, because I like to keep hard candy in there, you know, in case of low blood sugar. Yeah. Casual. But I think it's just fun to have something with a wrapper with twists on the end. And I think Amazon has a lot of really fun stuff, like the teeny tiny candies, the little Italian hard candies, you know, something a lady would have in her cheek. Yes. But also like the where there's the cinnamon discs, all of that sort of
something that your grandma would have
fancy,
in your cheek.
I like the fancy individually wrapped chocolates. Yeah. Oh, something in grandma's cheek. I love that.
Yes.
It's probably black licorice, good and plenty or something.
No, delightful. Good and plenty.
Yeah. You know the one.
Yeah. So don't forget those little details. I think it's a sign of a great hostess.
It is.
Yeah. And don't forget your powder bath and all of the layering and the decorating.
Sure.
Yeah, I think there's little things you can do in there to make it feel seasonal as well.
Yeah, I think we have a podcast on that. So I think it was released a year ago. So yeah, go check that out.
Goes fast.
Mm-hmm. It does go fast. Well, guys, I hope this gets you in the mood to go get a pumpkin chocolate chip cookie and go get the mums and all the pumpkins. A full
apple
cart
slider
of pumpkins.
Slushy, if you must.
So you're going to need two carts, one for mums and one full of pumpkins. Don't think you can put both in one cart. That's not enough of either of them.
I know.
Yeah, go big and just make it feel really abundant and generous, because I think that's how fall feels to me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thanks so much for listening, guys, and we'll catch you next time. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating.
At Alice Lane, we believe that you should have spaces in your home that you love and fit your lifestyle. This can be difficult to achieve, and that's why we created something for you. It's our home furnishing design service. We have a team of skilled designers who will work with your budget, help you space plan, and curate each space down to the very last layer to transform your home. The most amazing part is the service is complimentary. That's free, people. Our designers are available nationwide, and they'll work with you in store, in home, virtually, or over the phone. For more details and information, email us at designrequest@alicelanehome.com or call us at 800-423-7757, or you can click on the link in our show notes.